All right. So today we are going to be starting the part two of this series. You know, we started with women. Yeah. So we started with Daughters of Zion. Today we'll continue to Sons of Zion. The name is just, I'm not a good namer. Message title. If you have a better name, honestly, you can name it something. Amen. So what we primarily want to look at is what I want to answer is, what is manhood? Okay? What does it mean to be a man? Are we together? The men are not responding. So what does it mean to be a man? Okay? We need to understand what it means to be a man. Same way we took some time to understand womanhood, you know. We'll also understand similar to the guys, right? And then we'll probably end with, what is manhood. Next week we'll look into some of the more practical things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us go to Genesis chapter 1. Start from the beginning. Genesis chapter 1. I need a guy to be a Bible, we are not discriminating. Anybody can be. So who wants to read for us? All right, I shall read for us, you know. Please, I want the guys to listen. You know, it's for everyone, so even the women should listen. It's even very important for the women to listen, so that when the time comes for you to decide on marriage, you will have sense, okay? And it's also important for the guys, because you see, if you don't understand manhood from God's perspective, your life will be very tough. Amen. Amen. Life is ruthless to guys. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we'll start from verse 26. All right. So let Aisha read. Aisha will read from verse 26 to 28.
All right. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see here that God creates man and sort of like gives him a mandate, or he gives him a purpose. Now, as at this point in the man, there is not yet a differentiation between male and female. Okay, he's just talking about mankind. Okay. And then he gives them, or he gives man in general, a mandate, right, or a purpose. Are we together? Yeah. Because the beginning of Genesis, let's not slip down. So man has a purpose. First of all, man is domiciled in the earth. Okay, man is a creature of the earth. It's not wrong, and that's why you have to be very careful with looking for spiritual experiences. Are we together? It is not wrong that you are more present in the physical realm. It's not wrong. Is that God made you? Okay. The way God made you is that it is the Holy Spirit that will regulate your awareness of the spiritual realm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. His spirits. Okay. So you don't need to stress yourself. That's why you never, I know young people always, myself, I've been there, so I'm not, it's a natural thing. Everybody wants to have dreams, have visions, you know. Everyone wants to see supernatural things, you know. But God is not moved by supernatural things. God himself is not, you know, God doesn't need something spectacular to happen to be God. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The great power of God is at work every day, and people don't know about it. You know, that you are breathing, you know, that you are, that the earth is rotating around the sun, you know, all that great stuff is happening, and nobody is aware. Are you feeling now that you're rotating? Nobody knows. Everybody is just, you know that? If man did not invent telescope, he would never know that the earth is round. And it's not, you understand? It's not the, your life will continue. You get, right? So, and those are the great things that God did. You know, he created the stars, created the sun, created everything. And you're just silent, you know? You're just silent. You're just, you know, today there's rainy season now. You know, after rainy season, there's dry season. I mean, you know, and next year too, there'll be another rainy season. And everything is just happening like that, you know. And it's because of the mighty hand of God, but nobody feels that it's spectacular. It's just normal. You know, the sun will always rise up every morning. You get it? So, man is his primary place is the earth, and even heaven is a temporary place. You know, God is when you pass on now, you go to heaven. But even that is temporary. You're still coming back. You create a new heaven, you create a new earth, and then human beings will come back to earth. Are we together? So don't feel small because you're not seeing angels. That's not. In fact, these days, let me say something that will help some of you, especially those of you that are in your spirituality phase. You know, a lot of what people call the move of the spirit is not. Are you guys with me?
Yes, sir.
Is it hot? Okay, I think it's hot. The AC is. We should turn on the AC. It was cold, but I think sun is now out, so it's now getting hot. What was I saying? Yeah. What a lot of us call the move of the spirit is not the Holy Spirit move, you know. It's just the emotions, you know. I tell you, it's just people's emotions, you know. The power of God is not epilepsy, you know. That's not the power of God. You know what I mean by epilepsy now? That's not. You can have epilepsy and you're a criminal. You went down a criminal. You came up a criminal. Of course, God moves, and the presence of the Spirit might be overwhelming for people. You know, and then those things can happen. But you shouldn't don't put stock on those things too much like that. That thing is not really. When a human being is changing, it's about inside the heart, the way he's thinking. You know, it's changing, you know. So when somebody is under the hand of God, the proof is that if the person never used to say sorry before, now the person will start feeling judged. I should go and apologize. So I should come and apologize. So, you know, that's what it means by somebody to be under the hand of God. Are we together? Yeah. So don't be too glamorized. Don't be too shaking in your faith by, especially when you can't do anything, in quotes, you know, don't be too shaking. You're not powerless, you know. I tell you the truth, a Christian cannot be powerless. A Christian cannot be powerless. Just if you're just walking with God, obeying God. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Satan is more scared of you than you know. You small girl like this, man. Satan is not, you know, without fasting and prayer, just that you are saved and you're just walking on the road like this, you know. So the earth is the primary domain of man. That's how he's naturally meant to be. That's where he's primarily meant to be operating from. the physical world, and he still operates in the spirit realm, but primarily that would be his primary domain. And what did God say that man should do? What did God say? Can you read it for us? Please stay on the scripture. Yeah, can you read it for us? Read 28.
Then God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
All right. So he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this we typically refer to as man's dominion mandate. Okay? And you need to understand what it means in practice. Can we change this to, say, NLT? Let's change it to NLT. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Yeah. So that's dominion. What was it replaced with? Govern. Okay? Govern. And so when you hear that dominion, you have to sort of understand, because NKJV is old English. Okay? Nobody talks like that today. Yeah, if you talk like that today, we'll think you have mental problem. You know, imagine someone comes in and say, thou bringest the, it's correct English technically, but we think you have mental problems. So that's what dominion, and the reason why I teach like this is so that you can also know how to read your Bible, okay? You know, I don't want you to, a lot of stress in the brain is just, you are wasting time. Huh? Instead of stressing your head, just read a version that is okay. Again, don't stress. The revelation is heart. Is your heart enters into a knowledge. It's not. There are some things that are brain work, but those things are very few. So, are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Because Christianity is built for illiterate people. God designed it in a way that even if you're an illiterate, you can be a spiritual person. So, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. So, when it says that we should have dominion, part of what he's saying is that we should govern. Hallelujah. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You understand that? Now, it's the same thing with the governor. Now, what does the governor of Lagos State do? Think, what does the governor of Lagos State do? What's the purpose? You might not know. Now, because Nigeria doesn't have leaders, so you genuinely might not know, you know. But what does the governor of Lagos State do? Why is there a governor of Lagos State? Who wants to try? Why is there a governor? Someone should just try now. There's no... So that there can be order. Fantastic. Can we clap for Deji? Okay? That's a very good answer. So that there can be order. Okay? Any other person? Development, that's good. Can we clap for Christabel? Any other person? Representation, what do you mean by that? Okay, he's representing the president. That's good, that's good. Let's... Any other person? You know, what they just said is the foundation. You see, the only reason why... When you have a space, what you call a space that is ungoverned? For example, in parts of Nigeria, the Nigerian government is not present, okay, in parts of Nigeria. Many parts of Nigeria. You know, there are villages in Nigeria that they don't even know that there's Nigeria. No, for they don't know Nigeria. They're just people, you know. But they've never seen... Federal government of Nigeria building. They don't know anything. They are just living their life. Some don't even have electricity. There are many parts of Nigeria that they don't even have road. You know, they're just in bush, in parts, you know. and they don't know that Nigeria exists, you know. And there are also many parts of the north, you know, where you have a lot of terrorists. You know, the reason why you have a lot of terrorists, they are rural, inside areas. Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. They are inside areas, you know. So what happens is that all these terrorists and stuff, they are now the governments, because Nigeria does not exist in those places. So they don't pay, the people in those villages, they don't pay tax to Nigeria, they pay tax to terrorists. You know, the terrorists will tell them, okay, if you have land dispute, the terrorist is the one that will settle it, you know, and everything, you know. So that is happening because that space is ungoverned. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I feel what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. All right.
For example, the reason why those kids in Oyo State were kidnapped is that there is no government in that place. Are we together? That one, they, at least they are closer. They know that there's Nigeria, but there's no real government in that place. So there's no police, there's nothing there. So you can just go to the school and just kidnap people and take them. You can't do it like that in Ojodu, for instance, because there's government in Ojodu. There's police. You know, you get. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So when you have a space that is not governed, what you have is chaos. Huh? And that chaos, what it would... Are you listening? And that chaos, what it would cause lack of prosperity. Chaos brings lack of prosperity. Are we together? Or development, as Christabel said. You know, many things will get better in a place that is not governed. That's why one of the first things that will happen in your class when you enter a new class is that you people will choose a class captain, Abina, so that there can be order. If there's no class captain, the class will just be scattered. Everybody will just be doing their own thing. Abina, so when we say dominion, what we're talking about is governance. And the purpose of that governance is to bring order, and to bring prosperity, meaning things will just be getting better. Amen. And this is also how your life gets better. You know, anybody that is not under authority, for example, your life would be chaotic and your life would be scattered. For somebody's life to get better, all you need to do is to just have a place where you're under authority. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, once people give you a program, and then you start living according to that program, you'll just be noticing that your life is slowly, is the power of the thing. It won't be dramatic. Your life will just be slowly improving. You know, it will just be moving forward, small. Your life will just be, things will just be fixing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's the power of governance, and that's what man's mandate is to be that source of governance. So God created all the things that he created in the physical world, and then he then said that, okay, man, you're the one that will govern this place. Okay? So you're the one that will make it make sense. You're the one that will improve it. All right? You're the one that will do the final work of beautifying it and completing it. Do we understand? Let's go to Genesis 2. I'll read because it might be a long read, so I want to be skipping. Verse 4. This is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, neither wild plants nor grains were growing on the earth. For the Lord God had not yet sent rain to water the earth, and there were no people to cultivate the soil. So what happened on the earth was that when the earth was... Do we understand the scripture? So when earth was created, it wasn't in its best possible state. It was just raw. Right? And the reason why it was raw is that one of the reasons was that there was no yet man to cultivate the ground. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Right? So it was just raw. You know? Let's go on. Instead, springs came up from the ground and watered all the land. And the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. So the reason why we're reading this is that, remember, in that mandate, are we together? In that mandate in Genesis 1, that was for mankind. So that is for both male and female, right? Now, Genesis 2 is now the practical step-by-step process of creation. Okay? Meaning, is then showing almost in chronological, almost, you know, what came, what happened first, then what happened second, what happened third. In other words, it's going into more detail. Okay? So, in this more detail, remember, in Genesis, where it just says God formed man and blessed him and everything. So, this is not the practicality of how the thing actually transpired, right? So, how it then transpired was that in this verse 7, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. So, this is now when he first introduced male. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, he then first introduced male. Right? He bred the bread of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person. So in the rollout, you know, that was a very funny word. In the rollout of creation, right? He then formed the man first. And we've already explained that he formed the man first doesn't mean that man is more important though. Are we together? It doesn't mean a man is my brother. That's not what he's talking about here. He's not talking about... And you will see why. You will see, because I need to explain that thing. So he then formed man first. Okay? Then, when he now... Why are you leaving? In verse 8, he now says, and the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And there he placed the man he made. Are we together? All right, let's continue. Let's go, because of time, let's go to verse 15. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. Okay? So so God is now working out the mandate that he gave man. Abi now?
Yes, sir.
Am I correct? Verse 16. But the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden. So, man had the mandate to govern. So, God created the space of governing. Okay? So, he created the garden. He then put the man in the garden. He then gave him a job. Okay? That's why a lot of times we say job before wife. Okay? But he shall give him a job. He gave him something to be doing. Are we together? And then, he then said, okay, except the tree of knowledge. Go to verse 18. Then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him. Now, why does he need a helper? Talk now. Someone should raise your hand and talk. What? Because of what God has given him. Any other answer? He has responsibility. Any other answer? He has a garden to tend. All of you are correct. Any other answer? He was alone, yes. Obviously, yeah, he can't handle it alone. Yeah, all of you are correct. I'll be hearing your answers. It's simple. There's nothing that, you know, that's why I'm teaching you like this, so that you will be using your brain. It's simple. It's very straightforward, you know. So just be, when you're reading the scripture, also let your brain be asking, why did he put him in the garden? Are we together? Yeah, are we together? Yeah, that's how you understand. For you to understand the word of God, you have to ask questions. Don't just read it as if you are reading physics textbook. You know, then cram it. You know, cramming doesn't add value. It's understanding. Do you get my points? Right? It's not like you just cram it. No. Okay? So that's why I want you to talk, you know, so that your mind too is active, you know. So it's simple. You see that he gave him a job, tend his garden. The next thing he then said was that he needs a helper. Are we together? So the helper is coming because he has a purpose. Are we together? Are we together? Huh? He has a purpose. He has a divine mandate. What is that divine mandate? Yes, to tend the garden, but generally speaking, to govern. Okay? To have dominion. To make, in other words, to make the earth better. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
To make the earth better. For example, if you come to this place now and you see maybe you come here now, you see the way it is like this. Now, is it clean? Is it clean? I'm asking, is this auditorium clean?
Yes.
It's clean. Okay? Then when you're not eating, you're not careless with what you are eating. So your biscuit is now on the floor, you know, your ice cream. Maybe you lick ice cream, the thing will now pour on the floor, you know. You drank Coke. You now leave your Coke in one corner there. Okay? Now, what did you do to the place? Did you make it better or you made it worse? You made it worse. Okay? Now, what God gave man is that your presence on the earth should make the auditorium cleaner, not dirtier. Are we together? Huh? So your environment, this is mankind in general, both man and woman. Your environment, your everything that you are doing, it should be better. Things should be better. Things should improve in your hand. Hallelujah. Huh? Things should improve in your hand. If they give you something, it shouldn't spoil in your hand. Except it's his nature to spoil. For instance, food will spoil. But if they give you something of value, it shouldn't spoil in your hand. It should be better in your hand. And that's similar to what God wants for mankind. And the way he then practically rolled it out was that he made man first. Immediately he made the man. He gave him job. Immediately he started taking and saying, no, this guy needs an helper. Okay? And she's coming to help him. So that both of them, remember, the destiny or the mandate is for both of them. It's not that the man has destiny, the woman does not have. No. Both of them are ordained to improve the earth. But then in their functions is now different. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So the man has a front row function. The woman has a helping function. But both of them are achieving the mandates that God said they should achieve. Are we together? Let's go on. So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But there was still no helper just right for him. Because you remember, the desire for a helper is God that was speaking first. Right? So God was like, it's almost like God was doing an experiment where he said, this man needs helper, but let me see how he would respond. So this is situation, you know. He has a job, and he does not know that he needs a helper. Are we together? He doesn't know. He's just doing what God says he should do. He's just walking, you know. And then he's meeting all the animals, okay? Now, practically speaking, it's a very simple, straightforward thing. He's seen a goat. He's seen a horse. He's seen elephants, he's seen eagle, he's seen everything. But there's a level of connection that he can't have with those animals because they are not on his level. Okay? Are you okay? What happened? So there's a level of connection that he can't have with those other animals because they are not on his level. That's why, you know, I mean, in biology exam, say human beings are animals so that you will not fail the exam, but just know that, you know, human being is not an animal. Amen. Are we together? You're not a higher animal. You get. When your biology exam writes that, if they ask you that, you know, so that you pass. Yeah. Or if you want to do strong head by force, say, hey, this is wrong. You can. Really, you can. Very, you can. You can. You will get the mark, but you advance in life. You know, if you're a rebellious person. One day I'll teach you guys how to be rebellious. You need to be rebellious to the right thing. There are some things that you must be rebellious towards. You know, no, for real, you have to be. If you must rebel against this world, you understand? You can't. And that's why you see a lot of what maybe we'll look at it. I think we'll look at during the camp meeting. I can't meet in there. I've told you, and I told you, your life will turn upside down. You have to be rebellious. You can't be. There are certain things that you must never align yourself with. You know, that's why I'm always, I never criticize younger generations for tackling people online. I don't do it. You know, especially in this our country. What I would just advise is that you don't insult elderly people. You shouldn't call an elderly man a fool. Do that. But you have to reject nonsense. Old people have lots of nonsense. Yes, and old people have lots of nonsense. If you don't rebel against the nonsense of old people, you will carry the nonsense into, you'll baptize you with nonsense. Some of your parents are tribalistic people. You have to reject it. I'm saying yes. Yeah. You have to reject it. You can't be respectful towards it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to reject it. You rebel against it. Well, we'll look at that later. So he gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But still, there was no helper just right for him. Right? So he didn't feel a connection with all the animals. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. And the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. At last, the man exclaimed, "This one is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, flesh from my flesh. She will be called woman, because she was taken from man." Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want you to... Okay, let's go on. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and he joins his wife, and the two are united to become one. Okay? Now, I want to say something to everyone, that you must reject every thought or every ideology of fighting based on gender. Okay? Are we together? You have to reject it. It is not from God. Okay? Men and women should not be fighting, because there's nobody that is... The first time man saw woman, what did he say? What did he say?
At last.
At last. What did he do? After he said at last, what did he do? After this one, what did he do? After this, he called her, he gave her. What was the next thing? What happened to the both of them? He went to marry her. Are we together? So the moment you saw the woman, after the wow, he just went to carry her to marry her. Are we together? So men and women should not be fighting. Women and women should be marrying themselves. Amen. If you spend your youth fighting men, instead of going to find a husband, or if you spend your youth fighting women, instead of going to find, you're wasting your life. You're wasting your life. You can't fight. There's no point in fighting. All these men, they are useless. All these women, they only want money. You know. When you see them in the world arguing, don't join them. Eh? When it comes to how men and women relate on that level, it is to marry. Amen. It's to marry. So stop fighting. Go and marry. Are we together? So it's love. Okay? Men and women should love themselves in the context of... Of course, if they are not married, they should still love themselves as friends. But ultimately, the reason for man, or the functional working out of manhood and womanhood, is marriage. Do you get my point? It's not good for man to be alone. People shouldn't be alone. You understand what I'm saying? People shouldn't be alone. It is not the will of God that you even have single mothers. It's not the will of God. It is the problem that man brings into the equation. Why? It is not good for man to be alone. It's not good. Even you yourself, stop hyping up being alone. You know that thing of, I just like to be by myself. It's not good. Are you hearing me? People are doing that, see, you're not hearing me. That thing of, I just want to be alone, is not good. It's an evil spirit that is trying to take you into one corner. It's not good. Are we together? You should never, you need to live your life in a way where somebody can go to your chat message. Because what are you saying that you're hiding? You understand? As I'm here now, you should be able to go through my phone, read my chat message. The only thing would just be maybe the sensitive business things, you know, or money, you know. But you should read my chat message. You understand? You should be able to read my chat message. Why not? What are we saying? Well, everything we are saying is love, is Jesus. And then you are doing something evil. That's when you'll be hiding your message, you know. So even your quest for privacy, you have to be very, don't hype isolation. Are we together? Don't hype isolation, be open. You understand? You know? As much as possible, say in your house, if you're a woman, maybe you're not undressing, open the door. You know, I live with ladies, so I understand that women have issues with that thing. I'm trying to get the women to change. But open the door. Why should the door be open? Be open. You understand? Except you're undressing. Maybe you're changing. Hey, close the door. But if you're not changing, let anybody enter. Like, be open. Be free. You understand? What are you doing? Are we together? Be transparent. Tell your neighbor, be transparent.
Be transparent.
Be transparent. You understand? Are we together? So, this is now the crux of today's teaching. Okay? What we call manhood, when we say, what does it mean to be a man? It is expressed in two things. Okay? Are we together? Listen, okay, listen. Manhood is expressed in two things. You can write it this way. Manhood is equal to dominion plus marriage. Are we together? Huh?
Yes.
Manhood is equal to dominion plus marriage. By dominion, you understand what I mean by dominion. Making things better and marriage. You see, men have a unique... the reason is marriage is... It is key to being a man. It is, number one, how the earth will be made better is through men and women. Are we together? Remember we said that the mandate is for both the man and the woman. Now, how the men and women will join together is through marriage. Are we together? That's why God does not joke with marriage. You see, when God looks at the earth, marriage is like the most important thing to him. God does not joke with marriage. Are we together? In fact, a pastor doesn't even have more say than a husband. Is that serious? Do you know what I'm saying? Right? In the home, in the house, nobody can bring pastor inside except you're allowed to. Because marriage is higher than church. What I just mean by that is that if church wants to make you HOD, and your husband says, no, I don't want, you will not be. Yes. If he says, I don't want, I want my wife to be at home. I want her to be cooking food for me. If you go and be HOD, God will have issue with you. Because marriage is higher. You can't, if your husband says, no, I don't agree. I've not agreed. I want you to be at the house. I want to be enjoying you. I want to be seeing your face in the house. There's nothing church can do. We will not pray against you. We will not pray against your husband, right? In fact, what we will say is that, you know what, you have to go and make sure that your marriage is good. You understand? Now, the reason why is that is where God has primarily put the faith of the world in. If the world is going to be made better, if the world is going to be made better, it is because the marriages are God's own marriages. Okay? It might not appear that way. Nobody in the economics textbook will say the way the world will make better is through marriage. But leave that one. I'm telling you that the way the world is today is because the homes are bad. Most of us are coming from bad homes. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That is the foundational way human beings... Christabel, are you going? That is the foundational way human beings engage or get life from. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Right? That's why everybody here is a function of their family. Do you understand? And men are the primary drivers of marriage, meaning that it is men that initiates marriage. Women can, but it's not advisable. It's not that good. As a girl, you'll be desperate if you go and meet a guy and say, I want you to marry. It's not good. You know. Please, as a girl, please don't do that thing. Please, I want this to go to me, please. Have respect and dignity. Don't go and meet a man and say, I like you. I beg, please. Have dignity. Okay? So, it is guys that will be the primary people that initiate marriage. Are we together? Are we together? So, if the men don't become men, the women will not marry. And if the women will not marry, that is chaos. The world will be getting darker and darker and darker. Any society where the women are all single mothers, they don't want to marry, that society is very chaotic. Are we together? For example, America. Huh? The women don't marry. Or the men don't marry the women. That's why it is that chaotic. Black Americans. Okay? So you cannot take out manhood. You cannot take out marriage from manhood. Marriage is key. If you're going to be a man, it is because you are exercising dominion, meaning you are improving the earth and you are living in the divine order of marriage, the way God will have you be. Please, of course, it's not everybody that will marry. Okay? I'm speaking generally. All of you will marry. You know, the amount of people that will legitimately not marry are very few. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not speaking about the 2%. I'm talking to human beings in general. Most human beings are going to marry. If human beings don't marry, how will we have children? You know? Are we together? So manhood is what? Dominion plus marriage. Can I have the chair, please? Huh? Are we together? Guys, are we together? No, male, are we together? Male. So when you say you are being a man, when you say be a man is not tough guy. Okay? Are we together? When we say be a man, you don't express manhood. All the guys listening to me, you don't express manhood as God will have it because you are a tough guy. Okay, I'll explain what that tough guy thing is. Your strength, your power, the power that the guy has, the physical power, the energy that the guy has, everything that the guy has, it is meant to be geared towards improving the earth. That's the focal point of the power. Hallelujah. It's not power to improve the self. It is power to improve what? The earth. And it is then facilitated via marriage. Now, what do people do in marriage? Love. They do love. I mean, it's lovey-lovey people do in marriage. It's one of the things people do in marriage, right? So, a man has to be both strong and lovey-lovey. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes.
Eh? Those guys, are you guys with me? Are we together? That's why it's very difficult for you guys to say I love you. Eh? Because you are not a man. You are still... You are Satan's version of a man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So, you have to be the kind of person that is very strong, but very compassionate. You like this one? Are we together? Are we together? You have to be very strong, very compassionate. Because you remember, man was going to do lots of hard work. We'll explain that. You know, you have the energy to do a lot of things. But manhood is that you channel that energy into improving the environment and marriage. Part of the people that you are meant to improve is your wife. Okay? Meaning, not that you're telling her, do this. Not that you're telling her, do this. It's just that as she's with you, you're creating an atmosphere where she's getting better. And lots of times, you don't need to do too much. The atmosphere for people to get better is just freedom and love. And you know, it's not like you are always on her case, you know. I've never done Bible study with my wife. That's not this thing. You understand? Even people that come to my house, they're just very surprised because they'll be thinking that people do morning devotion every morning. You don't do devotion. Everybody's on their own. Do your thing. Everybody's on their own. All right? It's about an atmosphere of love, you know, and freedom. Just be yourself. You can be in my house misbehaving. I'll just be looking at you. I won't say anything. Because of love. You understand? The same way God is looking at you misbehaving. He's not killing you. He's just looking at you. He's hoping for the day that you change. The same way too. Yes. If you come to my house and JB, people have carried Belen in my house now. You're still welcome. You know, we'll help you. You understand? Someone has left my house, going to go and get pregnant with the boyfriend, came back. We supported, the person gave birth. In fact, that day said, do I even drag him? He go and stand out. I said, I don't want to. On the naming, you know, they forced me. I had to go. You understand? And it's right here. You understand? Right? So, it's not hardness. Right? When a man is hard, it's because he has been damaged. We'll look at that maybe next week or next 2 weeks. But you're meant to be able to be delicate. You understand? You see how the man behaved. Let's look at that thing again. At last. You know, at last. Wow. Yeah. This one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She'll be called woman because she was taken from man. Next verse. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. Okay? I'm telling you, you see, manhood is not that you are a billionaire, no. Are the guys listening to me? A man's spirituality is not measured by what he's personally achieving. Are we together? That is not how you measure a man's spirituality. A man's spirituality is measured by what is happening around him and his marriage. How's that you know a spiritual person? Most rich men don't have a good relationship with their children on this earth. Overwhelmingly most. Are we together? They are great to the world, but in their house, they are not great. Are we together? Huh? Some of you probably have dads like that, that you see how they are celebrating them outside, but you're like, look, you people are, not lie, you. This man is not. If you enter this house, this man is a useless man. Yeah, that's what's in your thoughts. Are we together? So as a guy, your primary aim is not to use your strength and do great things outside. Huh? You're going to fulfill God's idea of manhood when people around you are benefiting from your strengths, and when you are properly connected in marriage, if you are married, I should add that, for the few people that will marry, which is none of you here. I don't think any of you here, all of you here, who I'm looking at you like this, I think all of you will marry. You know. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You don't marry? Are we together? So as a guy, don't measure yourself based on your Lamborghini. Measure yourself based on how well your children are. Are we together? Huh? Are you hearing me? As a guy, don't measure yourself based on Lamborghini. Whether I can drive Lamborghini. Are we together? Your strength and your energy, how many people has it touched? Okay? What have you left? What have you improved? What have you improved? Are we together? What have you improved? Can you handle a woman? I'm not talking about you, a woman. As a guy, if God gives you a girl, can you improve the girl? Or will you destroy her? As you are like this, now forget that you are 13 or 14. If God should, okay, God should hear your prayer and give you a girlfriend. In 2 years' time, will that girl be better or worse? After the girl, after you are done with the girl, will the girl be happy and say, thank God for sending this guy into my life? Or would the girl be like, I swear I will never love another man again? Are we together? See, for guys and girls, one of the most evil things you can do is to play with another person's heart. It's great evil in God's eye. And I'm telling you, God can kill you. Yes. God killed a guy because of it. He was meant to impregnate his brother's wife, but he didn't want to impregnate her. God killed him. Please show me that story. Do you know the story I'm talking about? It's a man called Onan. Let's go to Genesis 38. All right. Let's read from verse 1. No. Let's start. You have to know the story. So you won't just... Verse 1. About this time, Judah left home and moved to Adullam, where he stayed with a man, Hira. There he saw a Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shua, and he married her. That's Judah. Okay? When he slept with her, she became pregnant and gave birth to a son and named the boy Er. Then she became pregnant again and gave birth to another son, and she named him Onan. So Judah had a son called Onan, Er and Onan. And when she gave birth to a third son, she named him Shelah. At the time of Shelah's birth, they were living at Kezib. In the course of time, Judah arranged for his firstborn Er to marry a young woman named Tamar. But Er was a wicked man in the Lord's sight, so the Lord took his life. Then Judah said to Er's brother Onan, go and marry Tamar. As our Lord requires the brother of a man who has died, you must produce an heir for your brother. Now, this is their culture. This is the culture of... So when Tamar had died, you know, I think we have some of that in Africa too. To alleviate her widowness, you know, the brother would take responsibility over the wife and give her a pregnant so that she would just be alone, you know. But Onan was not willing to have a child who would not be his own heir. Okay? So whenever he had intercourse with his brother's wife, he spilled the semen on the ground. So they gave Onan to Tamar, and Tamar was expecting that, I'll have a child to comfort me, you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? So she was happy, you know, I'm not married, you know, I'm no longer a widow that is just on her own. You know, I'm not married, you know, my life is getting better a little bit. And her expectation is that, okay, as I'm having sex with this guy, I'll soon get pregnant. But when he's doing is that, when he's about to come, he will pull out. He will pull out. And she will just be there expecting that I should be pregnant by now, you know. This prevented her from having a child who would belong to his brother. But the Lord considered it evil for Onan to deny a child to his dead brother. So the Lord took Onan's life too. So to God, that pullout was evil. It's not that evil, you know. Why won't you impregnate her? Why would you leave her childless? They gave her to you. Why would you leave her childless? You know. Hallelujah. Are you guys hearing me?
Yeah.
No, the men. Are the men hearing me? Are the men hearing me? Are the men hearing me? Let's go on. 11. But anyway, you get the points. Why? I think the laptop is hanging. But you get the points. Yeah, let me tell you. Sin before God's eye is not just fornication. I know, you know, there's that one is there too. But I tell you the truth. Guys, listen to me. If you are going to be, don't you listen to me. If you are going to be fruitful as a man in God's house, are you hearing me? Don't play with the hearts of God's daughters. Are we together? Are we together? You guys are doing as if you're not hearing me. Believe me, are you hearing me? Don't play with God's daughters. In the world, it's just they serve you breakfast. Everybody will laugh. Everybody will move on. Amen. In the world, everybody will just they serve you breakfast. This is if you are learning. Welcome to the world. Everybody will move on. God does not overlook those kinds of things. He won't kill you. Don't worry. You won't be like Onan. But God does not overlook those kinds of things. I'm telling you the truth. Don't play with women's hearts. It's a very bad thing. It's demonic. Satan is walking through you. Are we together? You are meant to improve, not destroy. So don't play. If you are playing with a girl, tell her, bro, I'm not really serious, so... Don't be expecting Ringo. Don't lead down as if you are going to give her a ring when you don't have any intention of giving her a ring. It's a bad art. Are we together? Bad art. Are we together? All right. I think you can read on if you want to at all. Let's go to Genesis 3. There's a point I need to make. Let me see. How much time do we have? All right. Yeah. Okay. So I do have like 2 points to make. Genesis 3, from verse 17. Aisha, you can read. We'll read 17 to... We'll read Genesis 3, verse 9. Genesis 3, verse 9. Read from verse 9 to 12. Okay?
Verse 9 to 12.
Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate."
Hallelujah. Now, let me double back a little bit so that you will have full and proper understanding. You see, the reason why you should treat women, especially their hearts, is two things, or many things. Number one, women's hearts are delicate, okay? So if you treat it well, it's because you too, you have a good heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, if you have a good heart, you will be very delicate with women. Okay? So number one, you need to, and that's good heart, it will help you in many other places. So if you are not very delicate with women, it's because your heart is evil. And that evil, it is already counting in many other areas of your life already. Guys, are you hearing? Yeah. So you have to fix your heart. You have to be good. God is a good person. God is not a guy man. He's a lover. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right. So you have to shed that identity because guys are trained to be playboys. You know, you just want to be, you know, the guy that has multiple women. You do, you know, but you can, and that's why I'm not surprised that there are few guys here. It's usually the way it is. Because all this spirit is not really, it's too soft for guys. You know, it's almost like you are being a feminine person, you know. But that's their concern. But if you are going to be a good person, you have to remove that identity from yourself. The second reason is that the greatest, you remember we said, what is the role of the woman in your life? To be a helper. So your greatest asset is your wife, not your property. Okay? Your greatest asset is eventually going to be your wife. So if you can't improve your wife, what will happen is that you will, by your own hand, destroy your life. Because if you break your wife will destroy you. Are we together? Yeah. Huh? If you break your wife will destroy you. Your children will destroy you. See, most, see, you, 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 you just have to be wise because you are not, you don't have the experience and you don't need to have the experience. So just listen to me. Most men regret their life in their old age. Old age is very difficult for men.
Huh?
Men usually suffer in their old age. Because then you'll be chopping the fruits of all the things you have sown. So that woman that you neglected, when you are old, she will neglect you. She won't take care of you like that. Your children too, they won't be calling you. Are we together? So of you, if God doesn't touch your heart, you're not, the moment you leave your house, you're not going to talk to your dad again. Abina, God has to touch your heart and say, I'll be calling once in a while. Yeah, some of you already have that plan. You know, that's already your plan. The moment I leave this house, you're not going to see me again. God has to be God has to be touching your heart and say, no. Still, be a Christian. So you see, some of you have already started planning evil for your dad from now. You know? Yeah. So as a guy, the way men usually live their life is, as a guy, you know, when you're young, you know, you'll be doing all the things you are doing. You'll be thinking you are on top of the world. Old age you reach, that's when people will start giving you report card. Wife would abandon you. He said, especially if you have money, your wife will use your money. At times, they will use your money. They'll be traveling around the world. You'll just be the one in the house. You know? Especially if you've now added substance abuse, alcohol, smoking, you're not having kidney issue. You know, is in that old age, you're not starving issue, your leg will swell. You know, yeah, that's how most men live their old age. Yeah. What you sow, you reap. You know? So don't destroy the person that is meant to help you. If you treat women anyhow, you will chop your results eventually. You can't run away from it. Are we together? All right, let's look at Genesis 3, verse 17. Yeah, Aisha, you can read 17 to 19.
Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and you have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
Hallelujah. Now before we read somewhere before this where essentially, Adam was laying the blame on Eve. Are we? Yeah. Now, and that's one of the major problems. That's it's how the fall is, how the nature of sin altered men, because men are the head, so men are the ones meant to take account. Now, the nature of leadership is that you are the one that is accountable. Okay. Are we together? Guys, are you hearing me? Yeah. Doty, when you get married now, if your wife maybe, when you get married, let's say you want to, just an example, maybe you want to pay your house rent. The house rent is 10 million, you know. If your wife says that maybe the 10 million is in bank account, so we just need to transfer that money to landlord. If the wife says, no, there's no business I want to do. I'm expecting the money in 2 weeks. Your wife now carries, let's say she now carries it without telling you. She carries 6 million. Because her thinking is that in 2 weeks now, the money will come back. You know, she now carries 6 million. It now turns out that it's a scammer that's carried the money. You know, and then you want to pay landlord money, but then it's only 4 million that is remaining. They say, do you know that you can't tell your wife you're a stupid person? You can't. That's what it means to be a man. When she's crying, they stole the money, they stole the money. I have to say, okay, don't worry about it, we'll sort it out. Yeah, that's what you have to say. Yeah, that's what you have to say. You are the head. That's why you are the head. You are her head. That's why you are. You're not a hazard. She can be cooking pandeyam for you. You are here because you are meant to protect her. So what's more important to you is that feeling of being worthless. You have to remind her, no, you are my wife. You are not worthless. So you say, don't worry about it. God will sort it out. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
But you see, because of the nature of sin, Adam could not be like that anymore. So what Adam had to do was that Adam now said, God, it is you that gave me wife that eventually led me astray. When he saw that, what did he say? The first time he saw, what did he say?
At last.
Eh? He saw, I said at last. But you see, that's what sin does. You know, his nature had changed. So he was now going away from responsibility. Going away from responsibility. And as our men are today, men don't like responsibility. Men don't like responsibility. They will run away from it. The fallen man, if you give him leeway, the most stupid thing women have done, Kai, the most stupid thing women have done in the history of mankind is to start giving men free sex. That thing is so stupid. Eh? It's so stupid. Men are made to sweat before they see your bumbum. As in, like, that's, I'm not even talking Christianity. I'm saying in the world. In the world. Eh? Like in the 1990s, when I was a teenager, before you kiss girl like this, you will sweat though. You will sweat. You will toast her. You can toast the girl for like 6 months before she will allow you to kiss her like this. Yeah. I'm not even talking born again. I'm just talking normal human beings that are not saved, the way men and women relate. A man will sweat. Like, you go to toast. You go to send credit. Like, you will be doing so many things. You know? You'll be applying. Maybe this. As in, and she will just be like that. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. She won't give you green light until... But now, for free, self on Instagram, people are already removing clothes. That thing is so stupid. See, the carnal man, if you allow him to be useless, he'll be useless times 10. Because he doesn't like responsibility. He doesn't like responsibility. So if you believe in yourself, that's what men like. It's a shame, I tell you the truth. Big shame. A man is meant to sweat before he sees pants. Like, he's meant to sweat. Like, he's meant to be like, thank God. Thank God. At last. At last. So if you know any of these girls that are forming that they are sexy, please, just, if you can advise them, tell them to be born again. Because I think that thing, men will, a man can avoid responsibility to the point that he doesn't mind if you are the one paying his school fees. Like, he will just be like, okay, now she's the one that has money. She'll be 21st century, well, in the modern era now. Let her be paid. You know, a man can collect car. He will collect car from the woman. He will collect house from the woman. He will collect everything from the woman. And he will just leave her like that. He will just leave her, forget her face, just move on. No accountability. You understand? And a lot of you guys are like that. You might not be to the extreme level because you are saved, but that thing is still a residue. You know, there are places of your life where you are running away. Running away from responsibility. You run away. Hallelujah. Huh? They will say wash plate, you run away. Our sisters now, they will do it. They'll be running away. They'll be running away. Those are the things that destroy people, though. Are we together? Those are the things that destroy people. And I need to tell you this. If as a guy, if your dad wasn't in the house, if your dad was not in the, he's not in the house because you're still in the age now. If your dad is currently not in the house and your wife is the breadwinner, you have to understand that what you are seeing is not normal. Okay? Meaning, if as a guy, your image of what parents do, your dad is not around, and it is your mother that is doing everything. And your mother is spoiling you. Meaning your mother doesn't want you to stress yourself. She just, you're like, you're her little baby. Listen to me. You are under serious demonic attack. Yeah. Serious demon. You know, I'm not talking metaphorical. I mean, demons are infesting your mind. That is not a good thing to see. It's not a good thing to see. So better leave that house. Don't listen to your mother. I'm serious. Leave that house. Go and get a mentor. Eh? Leave that house. Go and say, I want to leave, Pastor Ken. I want to come and leave your house. I'm telling you the truth. Leave that house. Because that image that you are seeing, eh, is creating a sense in you that eh, it's okay if I, as a guy, I don't work now. A woman can take care of me. You know, I'll just be chilling. And you'll be a very wicked person. But you won't know. Eh? It's a serious demonic attack. So, men go away from responsibility. Huh? No accountability. So they shift blame. You understand? When you're like this, especially when you're now very emotional, you know, you won't understand how to take feedback. That when I say that one at times, even at work, say, you know, they'll give you feedback. It's almost like you want to start crying. You know? I'll teach you how to be rebellious. You have to be a fighter. Fighting is normal. You understand? Not fighting with blow, but like, you have to be somebody that can say, I don't like what you are doing. I don't like what you are doing. You know? It has to be normal. You understand? Not that you are, there's some guys, you say, what you did is not good enough. You start doing emotional as if you don't like him. Why? Shifting of blame. Man, it's not me. It's not me. It's them. It's them. It's Nigeria. You know how many guys blame Nigeria? They blame Nigeria for their lack of prosperity. Why are you blaming Nigeria as a guy? You are the one that is meant to improve Nigeria. That's why God gave you strength. So instead of using your strength, you just sit down. It's not me. It's the government. It's not me. It's this one. It's not me. In that one. It's not me. It's this one. Are we together? Are we together? Look at a human example. This is not a godly example. This is a human example of what men can do. When, after the Civil War in this country, do you guys do history in school?
Yes, sir.
No, you don't do history. Even the one you think you are doing, you're not doing history. You don't do history. No, well, you don't do history. After the Civil War, are we together? I'm just giving you a human example of what men can do. After the Civil War, people that belonged to the Igbo tribe had zero. All the wealth, because when the, are we together, please? Because when the war started, all the wealth, people had houses and properties in Lagos, you know, stuff like that. So they left everything, they went to the East, right? They came back, they have taken all those land, they've taken all the property, people had zero. Then they gave everybody, how much was it, £10 or something like that? You know, just £10. Everybody, every man. £10. You will not believe that those same people who were at zero level, I mean zero, are the same people who produce rich people today. Are we together? Eh? That's what men can do. So when the war ended, what did the men do? They went to work. Do you understand what I'm saying? They went to work. By hook or by crook. Even if it's criminality, if it's drugs. They said, well, we can't die. You people have said that we are going to be down forever. But that's not, we disagree. We are going to work. And in the same Lagos now, the same Igbo people have come back. And it's almost like before. Do you know what I'm saying? It's almost like before. Where they bought property in many places. Yeah, that's what men can do. Are we together? So you can't just sit down and say, it's not my fault. No, it's not about your fault. It's that you have the strength. God has given you the strength. So you can improve things. So you can't blame anybody. Tell your neighbor, don't blame anybody. Now, what we just read now is that... What we just read now is that Let's go back to Genesis 3, 17. And to the man, he says, since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you, just in case, you know, this does not now mean that it is wrong for men to listen to their wife. Are we together? Yeah? What this means is that you shouldn't listen to your wife if your wife is telling you to sin. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, so there's no issue with... In fact, you have to listen to your wife. You get, because she's a helper. Okay? So, are we together? Yes. Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree, whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life, you will struggle to scratch a living from it. So, what did God do in response to man's sin? What did God do? He cursed the ground. Why? So that what will happen? So that men will struggle. Okay? Let's go to verse 19. Or verse 18. It's to grow thorns and thistles by the sweat. 19. By the sweat of your brow, you will have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you are made. Hallelujah. Right? So, man sinned. And God's response, which next week we'll look at, is actually a response of mercy. Right? But God's response is to make the ground tough. In other words, back in the before this time, you know, God planted man in the garden. The garden was already well made. So God put him in the garden. So men did not struggle in life, in quotes. Right? It was just, everything was just coming chip. But the effect, what God then did was that he then said, okay, as I'm removing you from this garden, I'm now also cursing the ground. So what it will be that it only responds to sweat. Are we together? So that created the life experience. All the guys understand it. The girls won't understand it like that. But it has created the male experience of hardness of life. Life is tough for guys. I wouldn't like to. Life is very tough. You know. And this thing, even if you're a Christian, it doesn't automatically end this thing. Okay? For it to end, you have to grow and mature. Or you have to begin to live from another place. So Jesus Christ will then come and teach and say, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will follow. Meaning, you have to allow Jesus to introduce you to a higher life. It's in that higher life that struggle will then, meaning you won't be feeling the effect, because it's not the hard work. Man was always going to work hard. It's the struggle element of it. Do you understand? Yeah? The struggle, it weighs down on guys, because guys are the ones that have primary responsibility over many things. Do you understand what I'm saying? We just give an example. The example I gave is not an out of this world. It's a common example that happens in homes every day. It's a very common example, you know. So that's it. Now, you have to be the one that says, okay, you have to be strong. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is now why, as a guy, please, all the guys should hear me. All the guys should hear me. You are a foolish person if you are saying that men should be more in touch with their emotions. The issue is... the ground is not releasing to you. That's why that feeling of struggling is there. The solution is not that you should be more in touch with your emotions. It's good to be more in touch with your emotions, but that's not the solution to the struggle. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if as a guy now, let me explain what I'm saying. If as a guy now, your marriage is not good, family is not good, career is not good, there's struggle, there's this, there's that. If you go for hangout session with your fellow guys, and you start saying, man, see as my wife, they do me. See as my, that's how majorly born over trauma. You know, see as my wife, they do me. Ah, man, this Niger. Ah, how we go take down? Okay, we go down like this. If you do all of that, that will not cure the struggle. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Eh? That will not cure the struggle. Okay? You are always going to be under pressure as a guy. You can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. Life will show you pepper. You can't avoid it as a girl. You understand? It's left for you to accept whether this is pepper or not. But life will want to show you pepper. You understand? Life wants to show you pepper. Why are most guys depressed? Most Gen Z, a lot of Gen Z guys I talk to in my office are depressed because they think they don't have the money to get married. You know? They think they don't have money to get married. You understand? But by the time you do house rent, you do this, you look at your salary. How are the two equating? You understand? Eh? I think I told you some weeks ago, house rent never goes down, it always goes up. The people are paying 2 million in Ojodu. In the next 10 years, when is your turn to get married? The thing might be 8. You understand? Are we together? Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Eh? So you can't say, the reason why I'm not married is that I don't have money. No, is as a guy, you must find a way. You must find a way. You must find a way. Are we together? Are we together? So you're going to have to respond to the toughness of life. You're going to be the one that is responsible for people. You get? You want to have children, Abby? Well, you're going to have to pay school fees. Are we together? You're going to have to pay school fees in a way where if your wife helps you, you thank her, but you're not expecting her to help you. You get my point? Are we together? If at the time you got married to your wife, she was earning maybe 1,000 naira a month. If she says, I don't want to work again, you know, I now want to do something, and then it's 1,000 naira a month, it's now 200 naira a month. You can't blame her and say, well, who are you? Well, when I married you. You can't be betrayed. What do you want? You want to leave her? You can't be betrayed. What if she loses her job? Are we together? You are ahead. That's what it means to be ahead. Emmanuel, are you with me? You get? So it's pressure. There's always going to be pressure. You're always going to have to navigate the thing. A guy will always navigate pressure. Always. Until you become a master at it, that it no longer becomes pressure. You just become used to it. You understand? You just become used to it. You know? But you're just used to it. That's what adult life is. You're just used to it. You know? You either get used to it or you become depressed. Those are the two choices. Are you guys hearing me? You have to get used to it. You get? And you have to improve. You have to improve. You understand? If you went to a bad school, you shouldn't want your children to go to that same school and say, it made me. No. Maybe I went to the school, I turned out fine. You did not turn out fine. You understand? Hardness is not good. I've told you guys, don't be hard. Hardness is not good. If your life is hard currently, just thank God for it as per, you know, God, you're using this to train me. But don't take life principle from it. You understand? Don't take life principle. Life is not meant, is the fall. It's a bad thing. You get my point? All right? Especially if you now marry a girl that is not used to hardness. You know? For instance, now Aisha, I'm sure Aisha doesn't wash clothes with hand. Aisha uses washing machine, you know? Amina? Aisha doesn't wash clothes with hand anymore. Again, she now uses washing machine. Don't marry her and I say that, my mother used to wash clothes with hand. You understand? Are we together? Are the guys hearing me?
Yes.
You can't. You have to improve her. You can't bring her down from level that she has left. You can't. You have to improve her. You get it? So you have to buy a washing machine for her. You understand? You have to buy a washing machine for her. You can't tell her to pack all the clothes and on Saturday morning she will not be... No. You understand? Are we together? So don't take principle from hardness. It's not good. It's not good. It's not true. It's not good. You don't need to be hard to be great. It's not true. You understand? It's not true. Donald Trump's children are not hard. And they are great. You understand? It's not true. Okay? Nigeria does not produce better people. It's a lie. Nigeria produces crooks, criminals, thieves. Yeah. A lot of Nigerians, bro, a lot of across Africa, Nigeria has a bad name. Globally, a lot of Nigerians go outside this country, they do cultism, they do drugs, they do Yahoo. Nigeria is not producing, it's producing good people, though, but it's also producing plenty bad people. Why? Because the society is hard. Do you understand? It's hard. And it's breaking people. You get? That's what happens when there's hardness. You break people. You know? Some people, look at how it can break someone's mind to think that the only thing I can do is human ritual. You know, it will break your mind. If you go and meet a teenager now in America, your age mate, and say there's something called human ritual, you'll be like, what is that? For money. You know? If you want money, go and get a job now. You understand? That's another person in a country that sense would think. It's a thinking pattern now. That's one of the ways to make money is to do ritual and sacrifice. Yeah? Why? Because of hardness, evil. Hallelujah. So as a guy, you have to improve. So even though you'll be covering, you'll be to be someone's cover, that you'll be taking in the rubbish and you'll only be filtering the good. I don't know if you understand. So when you are somebody's cover, what it means is that you are shielding them from exposure to rubbish. So you are taking in all the things and you are protecting them. They don't know. So the people in your in-code domain, they shouldn't know bad things. You understand what I'm saying? Your children should not know begging on the street. They shouldn't know. It's not a good thing to know. So you should be taking in all the rubbish, all the negative energy, all the demonic energy, and you will kill it at that level. And then the people under you will only be experiencing goodness. So then what do you do? Jesus Christ is your head. Go to Jesus Christ. Do you understand? That's the way you will respond to the pressures of life as a guy. You have to be close to Jesus. Okay? Next week, we'll look at the implications of not being close to Jesus. But you have to be close to Jesus. The reason why you tend to not see many guys in church like that is I understand, it's because of hardness. A guy rather think of a way to make money than to come to church. Spirituality, you see spirituality as more of like women things. Let the women go and pray so that my children will be preserved. Let me go and make money. You know? It's a blunder. Without Jesus, the pressure of life will consume you. To consume you as a guy. I'll tell you why. Women are stronger in handling pressure than men. Men can't handle pressure. Huh? What did I say? Men can't handle pressure. Without Jesus, men can't handle pressure. The moment a guy is under pressure too much, without Jesus, the next thing, drinking, women, smoking. That's why guys take substance, is to bring down the pressure. All those men that are in beer parlor at night, is because of the pressure of life. They need that thing to calm themselves down. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word in your presence. We pray for all of us here in the world, all the guys here in the world. We ask, O Lord, that you shall continue us in this direction. Continue the conversation in our hearts. Bring us to a place of strength and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.